It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, the only thing I think that we can put in the hot category here this week or even after last week is the gold market, as that continues to push here right now. Everything else kind of seems to be, you know, under the tariff, concerns. But gold is the one market that has kind of seen and continued to be consistent and seeing some strength.
All right. And then let's spend the most of the time then talking about what's not hot, and that's everything else.
And that's pretty much everything else. You know, we've seen a pretty much, you know, I mean, last week's reports came out and everything kind of handled the news pretty decent. But until Thursday, after the tariffs were announced, everything came under heavy selling pressure. Soybeans were the biggest one to take the hit in the grain commodities as we're looking at the tariffs against China. But we also saw the stock market get hit awful hard with the Dow Jones dropping significant amounts of money here towards Thursday and Friday. Even, you know, overnight, we're still seeing a little bit of fallout with the stock market. And then crude oil also saw a pretty big hit. Now, corn handled it fairly well and wheat handled it fairly well, as those are really not export dependent at this point. So we're not really seeing much of exports. We're not either for soybeans, but it was the knee-jerk reaction on the soybean side.
Right. Now, this morning, we're seeing things close to unchanged here, so stabilizing a little bit?
Stabilizing a little bit. I think, you know, we kind of got the tariff news out of the way. You know, a lot of countries are coming in trying to negotiate to try to get some sort of a trade deal in place. So that's helping to kind of stabilize things. But I think now the market has dropped enough. We're down to some major support lines, and we're starting to look at fundamentals as we saw heavy rains move across the Delta areas and across the Mid-Atlantic, causing a tremendous flooding even down in the southern plains. So we're looking at a lot of early crop that was planted that got destroyed or flooded out that's going to have to be replanted. And I think right now the market needs to turn and start looking at the fundamental side of things.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.